The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. Your chance to have your say about whatever's on your mind. We're open line till 1 today. And you get on by calling 66 13 68. Text or WhatsApp 166 177. Email studio at manxradio.com. Yesterday it was all about justice and home affairs with the Minister, Jane Paul Wilson, MHK, and her Chief Officer, Dan Davis. And if you want to follow up on anything that was mentioned yesterday, then by all means do get in touch. It was announced yesterday, and we didn't have time to mention it, obviously because it was a themed programme and not an open line yesterday, but the former MHK, MLC, and prominent member of the Isle of Man's music community died. Jeff Corkish, MBE, was elected to represent the constituency of Douglas West in 2006, was re-elected in 2011, and joined LegCo in 2013. Prior to his career in politics, he was a long-serving spokesman for the Steam Packet Company. He was communications manager, also known for his work in the arts. Jeff won the Cleveland Medal in 1983, was director of the Festival of Choirs, former chair of the Isle of Man Arts Council, and vice chair of Culture Vannin. We'll remember Jeff Corkish.
Charles Geoffrey Jeff Corkish was, for some years, the public voice of a Manx institution, the Steam Packet, before moving to another institution, Timwalt. He was born in 1953, educated at Douglas High School. In 1969, he joined the Packet, where he developed his relationship with the press. He then decided to move into politics.
By not having any political experience beforehand is not to say that I didn't want to become involved in politics, but certain jobs preclude you from it, and certainly the job I had, which is a very high-profile job, didn't allow me to join. Yes, I would have liked to have joined Douglas Town Council, for instance, but it wasn't possible. So it was something that was burning within you. And it sounded a little bit corny. You know how some people say it was like a calling. It's almost like being a vicar, perhaps. You know, you had a bit of a calling, and I wanted to do it, you know. And I'd been, perhaps in the job that I had, you were dealing with people. Politics is very much a people job, mixing with helping, sorting, doing things for people.
He was elected for Douglas West in 2006, being re-elected in 2011. He was an infrequent speaker in the chamber and court, but said he preferred working behind the scenes.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes, and the easiest thing in the world was picking up a phone, talking to the minister, talking to the chief exec, and saying, why is this not being done? If they don't answer that, don't help you, then you can ask a question and waste time.
After being deputy speaker for 2 years, he was elected to the Legislative Council in 2013 for a five-year term. He enjoyed treading the boards, employing his Cleveland Medal-winning voice to effect. During prayers in Timwood, that voice was unmistakable. He had a ready wit and enjoyed making people laugh, in company here with Dot Tilbury.
So stop your shout, stop your pound. You know I pulled a muscle when I did that ground. Can't do it tonight.
Jeff enjoyed organising the Isle of Man Festival of Choirs, making it a musical highlight each year. His friendly personality and fine voice will be much missed. He was awarded the MBE in 2007.
Well, everybody remembers Jeff Corkish. As John mentioned, he was the face of the Steam Packet as communications manager, and you can guarantee when Jeff was in charge, there wasn't a prize draw, a raffle, or a Melia anywhere on the Isle of Man that didn't have somewhere in the prizes a car plus two ticket for the Steam Packet. We remember Jeff Corkish. Now on Man in Light, just a quick word from the constabulary, and they're looking for witnesses to a road traffic collision which occurred on Harris Prom on Sunday the 7th of September. last Sunday. The incident took place at 7:45, involving a pedestrian and a vehicle. The pedestrian is currently receiving treatment. Officers are further appealing for two males who they believe were in the area at the time who may have witnessed the incident. 7:45 p.m. on Sunday. They stopped to assist but left prior to being spoken to by the police. In addition, they're requesting the driver of a white car to come forward, as they believe it's likely that they also witnessed the collision. Now, anybody in the area at the time, or anybody who may have dash cam fitted to their vehicle, are asked to contact police headquarters on 631212. 631212. This is the road traffic collision which occurred on Harris Prom last Sunday the 7th at 7:45 p.m. If you can help, they'd really appreciate it. Lots of messages came in yesterday and lots we didn't get to. I apologise if we didn't get to your message yesterday. It was an extremely busy programme, but there were lots of questions about immigration, what exactly that we're doing, and how we can regulate the people who come into the Isle of Man, and also those who stay here too long. How do we calculate? Well, certainly Jane Paul Wilson committed herself to doing that. There was also the question about community service for prisoners at the Isle of Man prison and what it is that how you can help. So we'll get more information on that. Many people said, I'd do it on a Sunday. I'd certainly help if somebody wants to get back into society and he's got a community service order to discharge. I'd be more than happy to do that. How many able-bodied people have been fined the full amount for parking in a designated disabled parking space? People who do so should feel the full force of the law. They shouldn't get a slap on the wrist, says Nelson. That was one of, and also questions regarding Nick, who we played a message from the answer phone. Nick, who calls it the mountain motorway, and said that bicycles shouldn't be allowed on the mountain because it is a motorway. It's the nearest thing we've got to a motorway, although it's only a single carriageway. Many people really do belt along on the mountain. Let's introduce a speed limit on the mountain, says 578. That would be the halfway house to banning cycles on the mountain. Another mention for, this is Matthew just said, if the UK does leave the ECHR, the European Court of Human Rights, like some parties are threatening to across, what's the island's position in this situation? Do we follow blindly what they're doing, like we followed Brexit, or do we maintain human rights for our residents? Says Matthew again. These are questions that we didn't quite get to yesterday. I also got a message from Tony. Thank you, Tony B, who says, I got a message on Messenger saying I can claim £300 from the Department of Work and Pensions for the winter fuel allowance. I looked at the sender's phone number and it's a +63 number. So unless the DWP in England have moved to the Philippines, this is a scam. It says click on the link to get the £300 claim started. Obviously, it's a scam. It's a big scam. And if you do click on it, the technology will then charge your mobile phone account who knows what. So if you do get a message saying that you can claim £300 from the Department of Work and Pensions for the winter fuel allowance, and it's got a 63 number, +63 number on the sender, don't do it. You'll be quids out from the whole thing. I was going to wait to do this story, but we're going to. And you've heard it in the news. It's been mentioned all day today. It deals with suicide. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day, and local organisations are raising awareness of the support available while remembering those that we have lost to suicide. Volunteers will be on Strand Street in Douglas sharing information with you today and on Saturday. If you're in Strand Street, you will see them. Samaritans say suicide prevention must be a priority for everyone, and that suicidal thought can be interrupted and lives can be saved. from the Isle of Man branch of the Samaritans, Dina Douglas.
You don't have to be an expert on dealing with somebody who might be suicidal, but use your gut instinct, and if you think somebody is struggling, just talk to them, interrupt those thoughts, have a conversation, no matter how small. It can help. Talk about the weather, invite them out for a cup of tea, you know, ask them what time it is if it's a total stranger. You can use simple little things just to interrupt those thoughts and start a conversation.
And that's the thing, isn't it, with suicide? It is something that is preventable.
Yeah, we always say it's not inevitable. People don't know how to reach out. They don't know what to say. They don't know who to talk to. They feel like they're too far down the rabbit warren as such to get out. And it is, it's really hard for them. They're struggling. So it's good if you can go and start the conversation and break that cycle.
Any thoughts on this? It's a subject that we have to talk about because it is all around us, and the prevalence of suicide on the Isle of Man is something that we simply can't avoid. And if you have any thoughts on it, and if you can get us to the other side, as it were, and you can certainly help, then by all means do get in touch. Call, text, email and WhatsApp. Regarding the facial recognition topic, well, face coverings obviously can't be allowed if this is implemented. We talked about this yesterday, and Jane Paul Wilson and Dan Davis answered the question about facial recognition and whether or not, and we're talking about obviously the hijab and the niqab, but the question was also, what about people who still are wearing face coverings and masks post-COVID? Some people still are wearing masks. And in the wintertime, what about those people who wear scarves all around their face? What do we do? Hello, Pammy. She said, if we don't leave the ECHR when Britain does, we'll be flooded by illegal immigrants fleeing the UK and hiding out here. Of course we will follow them, says Pammy. Thank you also. A mention on Man in Line today was, let me see here. Oh, hello, yes. Please, if possible, can we have accurate data for the wind farms? As some callers are making reference to information sourced off the internet, that can be at best times incorrect and misleading. Look at one of the richest countries in Europe, Norway, which now sources 70% of electricity from wind farms, says well-informed Big John. Well, John, if you're well-informed, call 66 1368. Give us the benefit of your knowledge. It would be great to hear from you, Big John. Tell us, by all means. Do get in touch. Thank you to somebody who's just emailed in and just said regarding that collision on Sunday. Remember, contact the police, constabulary, 631212, if you can. We'd like to hear from you. And a question in from Hayley. Thank you, Hayley. And she just said, what's that story about Onchan commissioners and the new street lighting? Whereabouts is it going to be? Well, Onchan commissioners are asking the government for about £900,000, £897,245 to be exact. They're refurbishing street lighting across two of the villagers' housing estates. Onchan commissioners will be replacing 151 columns which are deemed no longer safe. No longer safe. A potential fire and electrocution hazard, or will have exposed wiring. The financial impact has been considered carefully, and apparently they're going to buy in bulk 151 columns. And that's the story, Hayley, for the new lighting in Onchan. Right, let's get to the phones, and it is Janet with us now. Hi, Janet.
Hello, good morning. Just to let people know in Ramsey, because I can't get through to Ramsey Group Practice, they've got a scam going round.
Right.
Which is from them. It's supposed to be from them, and you're supposed to click on a link.
Right, and you know definitely that it's a scam.
Yes.
Okay. When did you get it?
This morning.
Okay. This morning. Okay. And what does it say?
I can't remember now. All that, like, it doesn't say it. It doesn't say anything. It tells you to click on a link.
Oh, I see. It just says it's from Ramsey Group Practice and click on the link, and it's okay.
Yes, right. They need to change your appointment, it said.
Oh, I got you.
So
okay.
It's really good to start with, because I've obviously got an appointment of, like other people, and it tells you to click on a link to change your appointment.
Right.
Okay. But you wouldn't click on a link to change your appointment, would you?
Okay. All right. No, we appreciate that. Janet,
okay.
Thanks for calling in today. If, you, if you've got one of those from Ramsey Group Practice, do we know if any of the suicide cases were cannabis users? And is there a connection, says Nigel? Lots of information to come out about this. It is a really distasteful subject. However, it is part of life on the Isle of Man. You heard Dina Douglas from the Samaritans. This coming Saturday, 68 pairs of shoes will be displayed on Strand Street. Each pair of shoe will represent an island resident recorded by the coroner as having died by suicide between 2024 and 2020. Public Health, Isle of Man's Ross Keat on this subject.
Both on the island and in England, there is certainly evidence that the COVID pandemic and the impacts of the COVID pandemic impacted negatively on people's mental health due to the stresses associated with that. And I think that over that period of time, there was an elevated number of people dying due to suicide. People might be aware of the Barber Talks initiative, and that programme of work was to try and support specifically men's mental health by breaking down barriers and enabling opportunistic conversations in an area where men feel maybe like they can open up a little bit more. That was very successful. We supported the barbers, offered training, and made sure that they were sufficiently safeguarded against any difficult situations or conversations that might have occurred. We have increased the scope of that now to include community gatekeepers. So that's not just barbers. We're looking at taxi drivers, shop owners, community leaders. And so they're now aware of warning signs such as withdrawing, talking about being hopeless or feeling like a burden. And by empowering these people to have those very brief conversations, the evidence shows that asking sensitively and listening to the concerns those individuals have can reduce distress and help people feel less alone.
That's Ross Keat from Public Health Isle of Man. If you've been affected by anything you've heard, by the way, you can get more information. Max Radio's got a page called Support, which helps, has got this and lots of other links to organisations that can help. If you go to maxradio.com/support, you can find out more. And as well as the display on Saturday, tonight, bereaved survivors of suicide, Isle of Man, will host a walk in their shoes, a march through Douglas, in which people are welcome to join in. Starts 7:45 tonight at the Bee Gees statue on Loch Prom and finishes at Paramount City Cafe, where participants will be welcomed with a hot drink. Maybe Milky will serve it. Return travel, there's a bus available to take people back to the sea terminal. That's tonight, 7:45 at the Bee Gees statue, and Saturday in Strand Street. Howard's with us now. Hi, Howard.
Hello, Andy. Just a reverse of what that lady was saying about the scams.
Yeah.
I get my bills from Manx Telecom by email every month. This is your September, this is your October bill. And on that page, there used to be a blue written link to your bill. And you just click on it, and then you go in, put your password and everything. This month, that link was not there. So I couldn't get into my bill. So I rang up Manx Telecom. The girl said, yes, we have removed it because we were getting so many scam calls. So now you just go into it with manxtelecom.com and you go down through the system then. But it's not a direct link to your bill. You no longer get a direct link.
Right.
Through that email. So if you're concerned about it, I rang them up. They're very good. They explained, and it was a genuine removal of that link where it says my bill or something, my bill at MEMT,
yeah.
And that was all in blue. And you used to just click on it, it'll go straight through.
What did they mean? They were getting some scam calls because of it.
I don't know. I didn't delve too far into it. As long as I knew that it was genuine.
Yeah.
Because this looks like a scam because that blue link is missing. And that's what it brought it to mind for me. Is it a scam? and that's when I rang Manx Telecom. They were very good. Just go on. I think it's number two on the call list, and that goes to billing, and they're very good. But it's there's quite a few, and they're getting the scams. I got one the other day. I've had it before. If we can use your bank account, we'll put $47 million in, you know, and we'll give you a share of it when we come to take it out. Aye.
Yes.
Yes. Well, the link for that went straight in the bin.
And the moon's made of green cheese.
Yes. And if you believe that, you'll believe anything.
Okay.
But as I say, if you have any doubts about that, if you get your bills by from Manx Telecom, I don't know any other company, sure, otherwise doing it, but certainly Manx Telecom. I've still got it on my tablet at the moment. I haven't deleted it. But you'll have to go the convoluted way. Just go into manxtelecom.com. It'll bring up their homepage, and you can go into your bill there.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, Howard. Thanks for calling today.
Okay. Take care.
Cheers.
Bye now.
728 Kath says, never mind the mountain road, cyclists shouldn't be cycling on the pavements or in pedestrian areas such as Strand Street. It's a danger to pedestrians. There are no notices anywhere. Now, something has to be done. Also, are bicycles highway vehicles? And if so, they should be licensed. They should pay road tax. If they're for leisure only, they shouldn't be on highways in amongst legal motor vehicles, says Kath. Well, Dan Davis is a keen cyclist, and I purposely asked Dan that yesterday. Dan is Chief Officer of Justice and Home Affairs. And do you remember what he said? There's a lot of emotion when it comes to cyclists, and he admitted, you know, some cyclists are derelict in their duty. Some cyclists cycle 3-4 abreast. You see them on Sundays, don't you? If you're driving around, and they're not supposed to be cycling 3-4 abreast. Some cyclists cycle in pedestrian areas, down Strand Street, on pavements. What you have to say is, that is the minority. Most cyclists are law-abiding, civic-minded road users. And as always, it's the derelict few that get everybody else in trouble. Quite what we do about the mountain. Luckily, as the minister said yesterday, we have relatively few road accidents regarding cyclists, and thankfully even fewer on the mountain. But certainly, I don't know whether you've ever been across the mountain. We're coming now into the dark nights. That'll be coming fairly shortly. Cyclists on the mountain in the dark, in the autumn, in the winter, in a hoolie. Well, Juan's on now. Hi, Juan.
There won't be many people out doing active travel on the push bikes today, will there, Andy?
Well, that's one thing to think about the future. Active travel is all very well, apart from between October and March on the Isle of Man.
Well, this is it. I mean, it has to be considered, doesn't it? Though, I did see Alex Brindley out on his electric bike last week, and I think they could have run the power station off him the speed he was going. Yeah, a bit of housekeeping from yesterday, Andy. Just a couple of things. And I'm just bringing it up again because I just want to put a final touch to the face coverings. And I like it the same as what Chris Roberts shows one before me, that yeah, ministers are always very good at evading answering your question properly. They're very skillful in slipping out of it. And one of my points was to Jane Pearl Wilson, as a minister to her constituency, if it came to a vote, would she vote for banning facial facial coverings? That's kind of what I was getting at there. Like I said, I made my points through the day on why it should be, and of course the security of the island is added into that. Looking at some of the threads last night, and it's another very hot subject. The internet's on fire at the moment with a lot of subjects that come on there, and I think 90% of people were in favour of an ID, showing an ID for the boat. You show it for the plane. Well, like I said, if you're checking in luggage, and I think showing a photo ID is common sense in this day and age. My reservations is taking it further, and if there's a need to take it further, because this is not something that the Isle of Man is considering. This is something that's going on all over the UK. and further afield is facial recognition cameras. And of course, that's the next step for bringing in digital ID and then bringing in digital currency. So I think we have to be very careful of how far we go on overreach with that, but certainly protecting our borders.
And that's the point. Again, I mentioned this yesterday with Jane Paul Wilson. Everybody wants to be safe. And we also don't want Big Brother in our lives. We want. I always remember during COVID, Howard Quayle, the chief minister, put it very aptly when he said, "We want the government out of your life." So I think you have to find that kind of middle ground, don't you, where the government protects you but doesn't trample all over your rights.
Absolutely, and I think bearing from that COVID, like you were talking about mental health issues now since COVID, the same thing applies. People have got less trust in government after what happened during that period, and of course, if you fix you mix the recipe with a little bit of fear, and a little bit of narrative, and people will accept anything that's put towards them. So, at the moment we've got a massive protest going to be on Saturday in London. They're expecting about 1 million odd people down there with, the Take Back Britain. So this is a very hot subject. And I think just common sense issues on protecting our borders and making sure that the people come in here are going to add to our community. And I think, Andy, that we had the simplest thing to do that to start with work permits. I mean, that was a big control system for us. I mean, if people can come here and, okay, they can, we've got open borders, they can come here, the common travel area, but if they're not getting any help from the government and they're not getting any assistance and they're not getting work, then they won't stay.
Yeah.
that's the thing. I mean, if you're not getting money or you're not getting subsidised or your children or your family's not getting subsidised, then you'll go somewhere else. So I think it's important not to feed the problem. And I had the same issue with the face coverings. Don't feed the problem. It's like having ivy on your garden wall. It looks nice to start with, but it gets very invasive, and then it's very hard to sort it out once it's got in between the stones. That's my issues on that one. I didn't get a chance to ask about the Ballacamine incident. I had that on the list there, but you moved on pretty quick yesterday. You had a lot of callers.
Yeah, we did.
I believe that was an issue instigated by the chief constable. Did you hear that, Andy?
Well, all sorts of rumours. This is the sort of, the exercise that they did, replicating a school shooting, wasn't it?
Yes, that's what I've been told, and I believe. And you're going to get people say, "Well, what's wrong with that?" But again, we're taking the Isle of Man down an avenue where we're not used to going, and once you go down that avenue, sometimes it's not as easy to turn round. There's no turning spaces. So
okay.
I think this is the time now that we have to look at putting the brakes on this. There we go, Andy.
Appreciate
I'm going to go out and enjoy the weather.
Good. Thanks. Good to hear from you. Neil on 413 said, "With the election on the way, I will vote for an MHK candidate who fully supports an Isle of Man full and compulsory identification card, an ID card. I won't worry. I'll carry one," says Neil. Thanks also to Nigel, who dropped me a note in and said, "Well, well, 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 well. Guess who suddenly has got interested in geothermal energy and who is putting millions and millions into geothermal around the world? One, Bill Gates. Can we ask him to come to the Isle of Man?"
Hello, this is Doug Farragher. In conjunction with Manx Radio, I'd like to invite you to join us and learn something about our native Gaelic tongue, the language of man.
They may try to offer you a tasty carrot. Perhaps they'll try to give you some stick. But whatever you do, don't become a money mule. It's just not worth the risk. Don't let anyone move money through your bank account, however tempted you may be. You could end up facing serious consequences, including a criminal record, bank account closure, as well as difficulty securing loans or credit in the future. A message brought to you by Isle of Man Bankers Association, Financial Crime Partnership, the IOM Constabulary, and Cyber Security Centre for the Isle of Man. For further information, visit csc.gov.im.
Hi, Liz. I see you've had your garage converted. We're desperate for more room.
Yes. Come through and have a look. John called Manx Property Conversions. We now have an extra bedroom, but it could be another reception room, kids' playroom or office. They also did our conservatory roof last year. We were so impressed, we got them back to convert the garage.
Wow, I need that. What's their number again?
Call MPC on 450 500. That's 450 500. Or find them on Facebook at Manx Property Conversions.
Employers, having trouble with staff and need reliable advice? Employees, are you treated fairly in the workplace or do you have a grievance?
The workplace can be problematic on both sides. For any work-related legal issue, contact the employment law experts, Mann Benham. They advise employers and staff on all work-related problems with sound professional advice and a transparent fee policy. To arrange your free consultation at Mann Benham, call today on 639 350.
Mann Benham, here for you.
Are you a small charity here on the Isle of Man? Are you looking for volunteers, hoping to raise awareness and chasing those crucial pounds and pennies to support your work? Well, Manx Radio can help. You could be our next 1-3 Charity of the Week. With daily on-air coverage, podcast and social media promotion, we can help support you and those you help. Just email the numbers 123 at manxradio.com and listen out for the feature each weekday between 1 and 3pm. The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
24 minutes before one. Gillian now. Hello, Gillian.
Yeah, hi. I was just listening before about that gentleman about the Manx Telecom.
Yeah.
I got my bills. I got an email to tell me my bill's available as well, and I was quite surprised that there was no link at the bottom of it, because it usually gives you a link and you put straight through.
Yeah.
But I have learnt that you can access your bills at any time. You can go into My MT. You know, if you put your Manx Telecom at the top, there's a My MT link, which will take you into your, towards your account. You just put your email address, put your details in, and it'll take you into your, into your invoices.
Right. Okay. Does it cut your bills? Does it cut your bills, Gillian, at all?
Does it cut it?
Yeah. Does it reduce it at all?
Yes, it does, because you get charged for the paper one now.
Oh, right.
I can't remember. I think my friend said it's £1.35 for the paper one. So right. I worked in an office and I was getting the Manx Telecom bill through, through email back then. So yeah. I've decided to do it, at home as well.
Good. Okay.
But yeah, it does make a difference, But as I said, I go in and have a look every so often to see how my bills are doing.
So it's My MT.
Yeah, My MT. It links you into to the Manx Telecom, but it's your account in the Manx Telecom.
Right. Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, Gillian. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Cheers now. 22 minutes before one. Stella now. Hello, Stella.
Oh, hello, Andy. I met you, didn't I, at Wilf's house once?
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Right, I'm just going to turn my Alexa down because she's talking to me right here.
Oh, right.
And yes. I've got the phone in my lap. Just something that concerns me, Andy. We have no Sarah's Law on the island.
Right.
Yeah, and do you know what it is?
It's concerning it's criminal offences, isn't it?
Yes. Sexual. You'll have to bear with me because of my stroke. I have to get my words properly. Yes, it's paedophiles, people on the sexual offenders register. Now, in England, there is something called Sarah's Law,
yeah.
And people in the vicinity have a right to know if there are any paedophiles in the vicinity.
Right.
I think I'm correct in that.
Yeah, well, it was after the murder of Sarah Payne, wasn't it? It was that little girl, Sarah Payne, the 8-year-old girl, who was murdered. And as you say, Sarah's Law. I'm trying to think, it was a newspaper, I think, who was in charge of it originally. But the aim of the campaign is for, I think, the UK government to allow controlled access to the sex offenders registry, so parents with young children would know if a child sex offender lived in the area, because Sarah Payne's mother always insisted that a law like that would have saved her daughter's life.
Yes, yes, and I would like to see it on the island, if it could be brought into the island.
Okay, I mean, well, obviously,
I don't know how. Right. But I mean, from my experience as a bereavement counsellor, I've done hundreds of hours of voluntary work for cruise bereavements, and very often, offences will come up in an adult's memory which have been buried for, decades. And very often they're on the point of suicide, which counselling does help prevent it in some ways. There's never a closure on suicide for bereavement, because nobody ever knows why it happens. But a lot of it is hidden from trauma in childhood.
Yeah.
And the suicide awareness on the island now is really good. I mean, given especially men, young lads, the opportunity to talk in a safe, controlled environment. And, of course, bereavement counsellors were all very well supervised. We're not putting anyone in danger, but...
And I don't want to minimise the effect on women, but, I mean, it nobody's really got to the bottom of why it is young men, particularly young men, who are susceptible to suicidal thoughts.
No, it could be something in their childhood memory, like I've said, about maybe a sexual offence committed on them that's been buried, or in their mind. I'm not saying that's the main reason, but there's usually a childhood trauma somewhere that perhaps could be, you know, they could talk about it, or they could be made aware of that it's not their fault if something has gone wrong, if they've been a child. Because paedophiles do make children think it's their fault, that they deserve it, which obviously is not correct. But I'm so glad that, you know, all this awareness is coming out and children are getting educated more. Yeah.
Okay.
But I won't say, but there are paedophiles on the island, and they could be next door to you, but you wouldn't know.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
We appreciate it, Stella. Thanks for calling today. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thank you, Andy.
Okay, so it is tonight, remember, that walk is going to be tonight. Volunteers on Strand Street in Douglas today, sharing information with you. And again on Saturday, so that walk tonight, bereaved survivors of Suicide Isle of Man are hosting this Walk in Their Shoes march through Douglas, in which you're welcome to join. 7:45 at the Bee Gees statue, and strolling along to Paramount City Cafe. And on Saturday, 60, that's going to be a powerful, powerful symbol, isn't it? 68 pairs of shoes. Just a pair of shoes. The implication in that they were once somebody's shoes. 68 pairs of shoes displayed on Strand Street, each representing an island resident recorded by the coroner as having died by suicide between 2020 and 2024. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Back to the phones in just a few moments' time.
Not ready to say goodbye to summer sunshine? Book a direct winter sun holiday with flights to Tenerife departing Ronald's Way from November to February. Book flights from only £499 per person return, or a complete holiday package, and look forward to a relaxing break. No stress, no stops, just more time to enjoy the sun and unwind. Visit flydirect.co.uk to book now with a low deposit.
Cybersecurity is important for any business, no matter what
what the size. Protecting both you and your client's data dramatically reduces the risk of a cyber attack. Luckily, it doesn't have to be expensive. At JTG, we're island-based and tailor our approach to cybersecurity on your needs. Protection can be as little as the cost of a coffee a week. Click jtg.im and get your free business health check today. Keep you and your business safe with cybersecurity from JTG.
EVF, fueling the island and fueling you. With a great range of fresh foods and everyday essentials at our filling stations. And always great offers too. Ellen Vanin Fuels.
Scrap metal coming out of your ears. Then there's only one place to call, Castaines Scrap Metal, of course. Castaines pay top prices for lead, brass, copper, aluminium and stainless steel, as well as ferrous metals, scrap vehicles, and they're even licensed to scrap lead acid batteries. Drop it off today or Castaines can come and take it away. Castaines Scrap Metal, Foxtel Road, call 801-337.
Avishan Rish.
A Gilg, the Manx Gaelic. Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanin, the Isle of Man.
Avishan Rish.
You can catch up with more of Manx Radio's Manx language programmes in the weekly podcast Avishan Rish. Say that again.
Avishan Rish.
Shene, that's the one.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
14 minutes before one, quite a few electricity poles in Onken are badly rusted and corroded, says Margaret in Onken. Never mind the mountain road. Again, Kath, cyclists shouldn't be cycling on pavements or pedestrian areas such as Strand Street. A mention from Maureen, and she just said, we all know lots of people have come to the Isle of Man since COVID, lots of new people. And it may be that some of those people, whether they're from Eastern Europe or elsewhere, see people riding bicycles in pedestrian areas or on pavements and think that's what you do. So surely we should be giving a proper example to people who've come to the Isle of Man, perhaps a government information campaign which tells people once and for all where you can and cannot cycle, and then give it 6 months, and if people still cycle, fine them. And they can't say they've never been told. But until we get a once and for all clear picture of where people can and cannot cycle, this is just a fudged issue. Robert's on now. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thanks. Lovely weather, isn't it?
Bit of a wet and windy one where I am, to be honest with you. It seems like we've got the gales up. What do they call them? What do the skirts, the Scots wear, be flaring around and all the rest of it? Anyway, the point I was calling is that there are lots of people out there who will be, entranced in a mild depression with the weather, especially the winter and things like that coming up. And they'll be looking towards Manx care and mental health. The answer, unfortunately, quite often at the time, just is not there. It's there to create jobs for people, to basically help people with severe mental health problems and things like that. So if you have mild problems, the best thing to do is to look within your own heart, to be honest with you. I know that, you've got to look forwards and you've got to get out of bed and everything's got to happen day after day, and it's the drudgery of it and it's the monotony of it, and you don't know whether crypto has got something to do with it and people making millions off the back of stuff. But at the end of the day, just keep going. Nothing's going to change magically on the Isle of Man over the next 10 years or something like that. The estates are still going to be the same. The Strand Street, they'll have flagship stores that won't do your size and things like that, and we'll get bigger and we'll get older and all the rest of it. But let's keep it together. Let's keep the spirit of the Isle of Man going, because if we haven't got that, then we haven't got anything. Well, that's all said. I wanted to say.
Well said. Thank you, Robert. Good to hear from
you. All right,
you.
No worries. Have a good day.
My husband has a disabled car display card, says Mary. The amount of times the disabled car parking areas we see, people parking without a badge in the car windows, happens all the time. Do the traffic wardens actually check cars for this offence, says Mary. Does anybody ever get prosecuted? Tell me why, says Desmond, a Douglas cyclist, shall we say, gets 2 feet of road, but the main roads, they get half the road if you pass the same speed. Why half a road? I know it's down to the drivers. Thank you, Desmond. And Chris in Union Mills, regarding the ECHR, the European Court of Human Rights thing, I'm a little tired of people on the Isle of Man listening to Nigel Farage, who's fear-mongering. The Isle of Man has ways of making sure that people who arrive here through the illegal route are sent back. They can't get benefits, they won't get a work permit, and if they can support themselves, great. What's the fuss? What's the issue? The UK government doesn't have this system in place. They're putting something in place, but it will take time. It's not an overnight fix. Don't listen to extremists. Thank you, Chris, in Union Mills. We're moving, this is Jeff, we're living in a world where we're supposed to move to a paperless, cashless society. It's getting more and more difficult to have face-to-face meetings with medical staff. Yet so far, I've heard about the scam after scam after scam, but we're hearing the average age of the Isle of Man, where people are living longer and mental health issues are on the increase. Are we not leaping by the nose off the cliff by the internet in the digital world, says Jeff. Well, I suppose it depends on your point of view, Jeff. As always, some people will know their way around the digital world. Some people don't. Often it's a generational thing. Older people tend not to be involved in the digital world as much as younger people. I'm not saying that older people don't, because many older people are very, very savvy where that's concerned. But as a rule of thumb, use of the digital world tapers off when people get older. Quite what we can do about it. Right, and regarding the training at Ballycommeen High School, this is not something new. Apparently, they've done it for a couple of years. And have they done it at RGS, says Andrea. Don't know about that. I've just come back from Jersey via the ferry. Can't board without showing a photographic ID. Any undesirable can get here on the boat. Why is this? And a question I posed yesterday, who's in charge? This is a note in from, thank you, I'm just trying to find it now, Jude. Thank you, Jude, who says exactly who runs the security at Heysham. If you get the overnight boat at Heysham, well, sometimes security is rather sparse because it's 2 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. Daytime, there'll be quite a lot of them. So who is it? Well, the steam packet, Jane Paul Wilson said yesterday, the steam packet have got, they hire, presumably, private security. 121, Andy, all cyclists should be wearing white or high-vis clothing. It should be compulsory, surely. Most cyclists seem to wear black or dark gear. They don't seem to realise how hard it can be to spot them, certainly at a distance, if they're the same colour as the road, or the hedge, or the wall. Well, as a car driver, for cyclists to wear bright clothing surely is an obvious solution to near misses. That's the thing that needs to happen. It's £3.50 for a paper bill for Manx. £3.50 for a Manx Telecom paper bill. We don't want Bill Gates here, says this correspondent. Well, no, Bill Gates apparently is really into geothermal energy. Do you remember we talked about geothermal? We've talked about it for years on Man in Line as to whether or not we could do it here. Some people say yes, some people say no. The government doesn't seem interested in it. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates wrote a blog last week about this new type of power plant that's poised to generate electricity from hot rocks underground. It's in Cape Station in Utah. It's a company called Fervo Energy. Geothermal is one of the most promising ways to deliver clean energy that's reliable and affordable, wrote Bill Gates. not somebody to be messed with. Bill Gates said intermittent power sources like wind and solar will play a key role, but we need sources of energy that work around the clock without contributing to climate change, like nuclear power and geothermal. Well, as it goes at the moment, the government here doesn't seem interested in geothermal. It would cost millions to do a test borehole to see whether or not we could do it. But if we could, do you think we should? John WhatsApped me on 527 to said, Andy, I'm a cyclist and would never ride on the mountain road. I think some of the cyclists who are visiting cyclists and are not aware of the dangerous driving that happens every day on the mountain road. I also cycle on footpaths when safe to do so, because of the lack of cycle lanes on the Isle of Man. I think it keeps you safe from the bad driving here. Do you think that's right? We have many visiting cycle events. Do you think the visiting cyclists simply don't know? They look at the mountain road and think it looks lovely. It looks beautiful, in fact. But it's very deceptive. It's a lot longer than it looks from the bottom. It's very long. So do you think it's visiting cyclists who get stuck up on the mountain road and then have nowhere to go? Andy, I often walk the Isle of Man glens and frequently encounter mountain bikers speeding past with little regard for walkers. Is cycling in the glens actually permitted?
When the man in line's not on air, call Manx Radio to leave your opinion for broadcast on 682 631.
Just to reiterate, police are appealing for witnesses regarding this road traffic collision which occurred on Harris Prom on Sunday at 7:45. It involved a pedestrian and a vehicle, and the pedestrian's currently receiving treatment. Officers want two males who they believe were in the area at the time who may have witnessed the incident. They stopped to assist, but left before being spoken to by the constabulary. They're also requesting the driver of a white car to come forward as they believe that they may have witnessed the collision. If you're in the area at the time, Harris Prom, last Sunday, 7:45 p.m, if you've got dash cam on your vehicle, which may have some interesting information, then contact the police headquarters on 631212. That's it. Back tomorrow for a Thursday open line on Man in Line. Thanks to Ben on the phones today. Make the most of the weather. I know.
WINT